Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, Barb Fuller is here with us, and Barb is the Iowa State University Nutrition and Health Program Specialist. Good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning.
Well, Barb, you've been doing some programs here in the area. Of course, how many counties do you cover?
I cover 13 counties.
And they're all here in Southwest.
Southwest, everything. Yes. Everything south of Interstate 80 and everything east, west of Interstate 35.
Okay. So you do get around, and right now, I think, you've done this from time to time, but you've kind of working on the Serve Safe programs. So tell us what that is. What does that mean?
Serve Safe is a food safety program, and primarily for managers, but anybody who handles food would benefit. So how to keep your food safe. If you're serving food to people, you don't want people getting sick from eating your food.
And this is mostly for business people. It's a protection, and I guess in more than one way, if somebody gets sick, you're liable.
That's true. And however you handle food, if it's schools, hospitals, nursing homes, restaurants, convenience stores, there are lots of places that we get food anymore. People aren't staying home cooking their own food all of the time. So anybody that serves food puts those people at risk if they aren't careful.
And we as consumers, we expect that when we walk in. I don't think we're asking ourselves, are we going to get sick from this food? We just assume that this food is being taken care of.
We do. And the food in the United States in Iowa is really very safe. But there are foodborne illnesses outbreaks all the time in Iowa and across the country. So it happens in small numbers. We hear about the great big ones, but it happens all the time.
So do you have some records from Iowa? Do you know what happened in the past?
Well, in 2009, there were 13 confirmed outbreaks of foodborne illness, and most of them were pretty small. So this was 2009. Last summer with the egg thing, so we heard lots about that. But in 2009, I'm not sure anybody can think back of one thing. And a lot of them are very small outbreaks of maybe 10 to 15 people who all recovered. No one died, but those people that were sick were pretty darn sick, I'm sure.
Yes.
And it happens. And actually, according to what FDA calls a foodborne illness outbreak, it only takes two people confirmed from the same food source to be determined to be an outbreak.
How is it confirmed?
It's confirmed by lab test, and it's not just a blood test, unfortunately. It's some of your other bodily fluids. So if you've ever been stricken with vomiting and diarrhea, that's what they have to test to figure it out. So that's why a lot of it goes really unreported too, because you're sick and at home. And if you're young and fairly healthy, you may be sick, especially with norovirus. You're sick maybe for a couple of hours. I mean, you're pretty darn sick and you're laying on the floor and you feel terrible, but you recover. If you're older or ill or a child or a pregnant woman or an infant, you could be sick, dehydrated very quickly. And those are the ones that get more attention. And those are the people, unfortunately, that get tested because they've been sick and are now seeking medical care.
Now, is it true, Barb, that people, if there's a group of people, that they may not all get sick at the same time?
That's correct. It has a lot to do with people's immune system. So again, that group of people that I just mentioned, their immune systems aren't as good. They have trouble fighting off lots of things, and foodborne illness is one thing. It's also somewhat dose related. So if you happen to eat undercooked hamburgers, if you ate one hamburger, you're not going to be as sick as somebody who ate three hamburgers.
Okay, so there's lots of variables in there, and that's probably one of the reasons why it doesn't get reported. People just think, well, I have the flu, and it's a really bad case, and then they get better.
That's true, and really there is no such thing as the 24-hour flu. The 24-hour flu, unfortunately, is probably norovirus, which causes two-thirds of the 48 million cases of foodborne illness in a year are probably from norovirus that are unreported. It's the one you may remember when you hear of, it's been several years ago, that cruise ships would come in and hundreds of people were sick. It's really contagious and very easily spread because it's a virus. Wow. And it's the one that's generally the 24-hour flu. You're sick, you spend a couple hours feeling terrible, you wake up, you feel okay.
So you're saying those people didn't have to eat the same thing to get sick?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it can be spread.
It can be spread because it's a virus that lives outside of the body. So Edison School in Council Bluffs last fall was closed for a couple of days for norovirus, not caused by food, but must have been a child or a staff that was sick and probably didn't wash their hands or got sick at school, and it's a virus and it lives outside the body and travels quickly. Children don't always wash their hands very well.
So in your Serve Safe class, do you talk about washing hands?
We do talk a lot about washing hands, which is only one of the risk factors. There are five. The other one is time and temperature. So we spend a lot of time on what temperatures food should be cooked to, how long temperatures can be held, what's the safe temperature to hot hold a food or cold hold a food. And there's a whole group of foods that are potentially hazardous, those things that we just know are easily contaminated or have been implicated in a foodborne illness outbreak that you have to pay special attention to. Mm-hmm. So we spend a lot of time with the personal hygiene, which is hand washing, and time and temperature abuse. Those are two mm-hmm. things that anybody, an employee, a manager, anybody who handles food really need to pay attention to.
And we at home need to pay attention to that too.
That's true. A lot of times we ate it somewhere. I ate it at the restaurant. I ate it at the potluck. I ate it somewhere. And probably 50% of foodborne illness happens what we do at home. So ServSafe doesn't address that.
But if somebody's really interested, they could attend, right?
They could attend.
It's not limited, but maybe the limiting factor for some folks would be the cost.
It is. It's $135. So it is kind of an expensive class, but it's 2 days, 10 hours of time, 10 hours of my time. And it's the National Restaurant Association book. So it's a national exam. It's good all over. So everybody who takes the exam in Cass County, Iowa, in the next couple of weeks will take the same test as if they were in Seattle or Georgia or anywhere. So it's good everywhere, and it's good for 5 years. So it's a national exam. And the book is kind of expensive. The book is about $60. So that's part of the cost, yes. Half of the cost right there, yes, is just, yes, purchasing the book.
But that says to me that if you're a family that might move or young people that are moving, this would be a really good thing to have on your resume, that you've completed this course and having it last for 5 years. You know, that's quite a bit of time for some people.
It is. And actually, I did work with some family and consumer sciences teachers over the last couple of years to get them Serve Safe certified as instructors so that they could teach that in their classroom, so a young person could graduate from high school with a ServSafe certificate that gives them maybe an extra star or an extra point if they're thinking of culinary school or going into some kind of restaurant management, or even if they're just seeking a job. If they're 18 years old and have a ServSafe certificate over someone who does not, they would have an advantage.
I would think they should.
I would hire that person with a ServSafe certificate.
Yes, absolutely. Now, this course, you mentioned it's 10 hours. I guess we need to give dates. You've got a couple of places that people could sign up for.
Yes. So coming up here in Atlantic, May 12th and 16th. So it's a Thursday and a Monday, and you do need to come to both days. I teach it over 2 days' time because I teach it by myself, and 10 hours is a long time for me to teach and anybody to absorb.
Yes, there are lots of details to absorb. And then you have a second one that's in the neighborhood.
I have one coming up the end of the month, the 23rd and 24th. Again, 2 days back-to-back in Avoca, and it's actually at Wings Travel Center. Their manager actually called me and wanted her staff to be ServSafe certified. They have 3 restaurants, I think she said, and a convenience store, and she felt the need that she needed to have more of her staff be ServSafe certified. So I'm going there, but it's also open to the public. So if somebody's around that area, they would need to contact me directly for that class information, but it's open to the public. We would take up to 25, I think, is what their conference room holds. So the one here in Cass County, you need to call the Cass County Extension Office and get registered soon. The class is Thursday.
Coming right up, yes.
So we do need to know, because there are handouts and books and things that need to be set up, or just to make sure I have a minimum enough for a class. So hopefully people are still listening or waiting or need a little jog that they need to send people. So they need to call the extension office no later than Monday to take the class here in Cass County.
Okay.
It'll be at the extension office.
So that's less than a week away when it starts, the 12th, and then the follow-up day on the 16th. And the times of the classes?
It's 9 to 3. both days. And actually, the exam is the second day. So if actually someone has a ServSafe certificate that's expired or about to expire, they don't have to retake the class. They can just come take the test. And need to take that. And that only costs $50 just to take the test.
Okay.
If it's been quite a while since you've had ServSafe, you might want to really think about taking the class over, because the food code changes. There were big changes in 2005. So if anybody took it after 2005, they probably can just come and take the test. Okay. There aren't that many. And so that's people that are working on 5 or 6 years of taking it. So that's always an option. You can always...
That's good.
I've had a couple of people just come and take the test to avoid the expense, who unfortunately didn't do that well. I'll just take the test.
And I wanted to mention, because I have done this, if you get really uptight about tests, Barb is really good about giving you all the information. And as you go, there's some like little trial things. So you make sure that people have the answers. I mean, if you don't fall asleep, you got the answers. The exam is no big deal, but important. So, if they want to go to the Cass County class, which is the 12th and 16th, remember you have to register by Monday. That's this coming Monday, calling the Cass County Extension office. And if you're interested in the one of Avoca, which is May 23rd and 24th, they need to...
Call me.
Okay, and they'll find your number by...
I'll give it to you now. Okay. 641-202-1843, and that's my university cell phone number, so essentially that's my office number.
And your office is in...
Office is in Red Oak, but... Sometimes they don't see me for a week or more at a time.
But
so
they could tell you how to
They
get
could
home.
Tell me. Or if you called the Cass County office here, they can find me. All the county offices. So if you're driving and you hear this and you belong in Harrison County or something, you can call any extension office and they would know how to give you my number, and I will answer your questions. So if you do have questions, and I had some questions yesterday from someone about whether they needed ServSafe, and besides ServSafe, I do offer shorter food safety classes, and that's always an option too. So with RAGBRAI coming up, I can teach a 2-hour safe food class, so it doesn't go into all the detail, but it really still hits the basics that people need to handle food safely. So ServSafe, we have to learn, I think I know them, but all those big, long names of bacterias and charts, and the safe food is also an option. So you can chat with me about that, or call the extension office and say you heard about a shorter class, and I can set that up and do that too.
Okay, great. Well, we want to thank you very much, Barb Fuller, for coming in. And Barb is the Iowa State University Nutrition and Health Program Specialist. Until next time, here's a thought. The only people with whom you should try to get even are those who have helped you.